Austin Medium here on WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo-hoo-hoo! I'm feeling it. I'm feeling this Tuesday. Are you? Good. Because I got an awesome playlist. We got a lot of doo-wop coming on. It's a lot of doo-wop. There's a lot of, Chaka Khan. I had in my dreams. Yes. If you can hear this. Yes. See if you can hear this. Yes. So much more coming up. All things, all good. All lovely. All very lovely. Here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. And so, what the? I can't hear anything.
Yeah, there's no music.
What? Everything's on, though. I mean, I'm trying to talk through the mic. Mic.
Auxiliary one.
Auxiliary, wait.
No, it's just not coming through.
What the hell just happened?
To tell me what was on his mind. He said, "Mud, honey, yes, mud, honey, mud, honey. If you wanna stay here with me, I was clean as a screen and so hard pressed. I called the woman that I love best. I finally got my baby by the half past three. She said." To know what you want with me. I said, "Much honey, money, honey, much honey, honey. If you wanna get along with me," she screamed and said, "What's wrong with you? From this day on, our romance is through." I said, "Tell me, baby, face to face, how?" Could another man take my place? I said, "Money, honey, money, honey, oh, money, honey. If you wanna get along with me, yeah."
Hello, it is the Boston Medium kicking you off right here on Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. Woohoo! live here in the house. Yes, yes, yes. It is your Paranormal Tuesday. And we are going to have lots of fun. Lots of doo-wop. That was Money Honey, Clyde McFadder, and the Drifters. We're going to be playing lots and lots of doo-wop. And we got some Chaka Khan. Oh, every woman, it's all in me. Are you ready for that? Why am I playing Chaka Khan? Oh, because she was my dream and Spirit was like, play Chaka Khan. You know, I don't ever question why Spirit wants me to play what it is they want me to play. I just do it. And later on, you know, it's just, it's all relevant. It comes to the surface. It's just, it links with things that connect later on during the week. And I have just so many, I have as in my dreams, a lot of great music dreams, actually. It's like, so one of them basically was, like I said before, I'd play a lot more hip hop, but like, I really do not feel like scruffling through radio edits. It's not, I mean, I guess it isn't really that, but it's really not that big of a deal. And like, it's not that hard. And I guess I could. I got to play some Slick Rick last time. So that was fun. I love Slick Rick. But anyways, basically back to my dream. That it has to do with that, basically. What happened was I had a dream that I was basically like doing a freestyle, and it was to like it was like weird zombie people. and it was like basically some like weird people in the music industry or something, and they were like hiding under blankets and I was freestyling something to them, but it was like angelic channeling that I was doing, and it was really powerful and it was very spiritual, and it was just like, okay, that makes so much sense. Like channeling, because that's kind of like what I do in my music. Anyways, my music, it's not really, that's the thing. A lot of people think it's kind of like hip-hop-ish, but in like rap, but it's not. It's just my own kind of genre of what I do, and I don't like really rap, but it is kind of like freestyling, kind of like, and it's about the spirit world. So, I'm really, really excited about today for no apparent reason. And that's the whole point of really getting in the space of the present, is really getting excited about nothing. Because we need to program ourselves, we need to program our mind, and we need to program our brain, basically, to be able to just be without any kind of stimulus of why. You know, does that make sense? Does that make any kind of sense? Like, just be. I love that statement. Just be with any kind of stimulus of why. And it's good to practice this. It's really, really good to practice being in the moment and just being now. It's just something it's when we start off with in the realm of being happy, we start off with basically looking into that state, that perfect state of gratitude. And in gratitude, we look at what we have, and we start up from just the appreciation to anything that, just being alive, anything from running water, food. Because in our day, we're just so consumed with, I gotta be this person, I gotta be that, and completely, constantly comparing ourselves to everyone and everything. And it's just, it's an illusion. And it's an illusion that creates suffering, let's just say. So it's very simple how we can get back to what's real. And what's real is just really remembering who we are. So that's just really, it's really basically, it's of importance. So I can't stop shutting up. Like when I get here, I want to tell you everything at once, but meditation, importance, meditation, right now. So here we go. So we're going to come in. You're going to settle in. You're going to take nice deep breaths in and out. In and out. In and out. Just feel yourself letting go of any kind of worry, any kind of pain, misery, suffering, anything that you feel has been hindering you this week, anything that you have regrets about, guilt, remorse, feeling like you need to forgive yourself or someone else, something that you did. What we're gonna do right now is we're gonna let all of that go. We're just gonna let all of that go and release right now. We're coming to this realm where you are loved unconditionally. We're coming into this space where you are perfect in the eyes of spirit, and you are perfect in the eyes of the universe. Let's shake off anything that we've been thinking that we did that we'd like to reverse, and just understand that everything is for a reason. Feel that angelic, beautiful music that comes to your aid right now. As you imagine roots from your feet coming all the way down to the center of the core of the earth, imagine yourself in a beautiful sunny garden. A beautiful, prosperous, abundant, sunny garden that is attached to a beautiful mansion. As we're in this garden, you see all kinds of gargoyles and statues, beautiful angel statues everywhere. Big, beautiful angel statues. You see big, nice green plush bushes, green plush trees, oh, and miles of beautiful red roses. And you can picture yourself as this red rose. You're just one of those roses in the gardens as you see roots from your feet coming all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, and tying tight. Breathe, exhale. Now, as you're in this moment right now, breathing and exhaling, you feel the love of spirit coming in and your vibration raising high. All these red roses that you see in the garden here represent protection. See, red roses represent protection always. The red is the feet and grounding, safe and belonging. You are safe and you belong. Feel as the red roses speak to you. Feel the charge of energy you get when you smell the rose, all the megahertz of energies that go and travel into your system. Feel how awake and alive you are in this moment. As you are protected and safe, you are in the awareness that you can go through your day. You can go through your beautiful day, feeling open, able to express yourself, able to be who you were meant to be without worrying about any punishment, without worrying about anyone telling you that you were wrong. And you are not good. See, we take away the reward system of society, and when we act and when we do something that is not pleasing to someone. See, here we're in a safe space where that does not exist. You are free to be you here in this space, and we come back to who your real nature is. See, you act directly upon your system that is governed by the universal law. And that universal law says, when you act from integrity, you are in absolute flow. When you act from your true inherent nature and your intuition, you are in the most beautiful flow. And nothing that you can do can be wrong or imperfect. This is what magnificent spirit is saying to you. This is what beautiful spirit is saying to you right now in this moment. Feeling the beauty that comes within you. You are love and you are precious life energy. Breathe in. And as we breathe in and out, we take a journey from the garden into the beautiful, beautiful forest that is connected to. As we walk into the forest, you see all of your loved ones there waiting. Waiting for your arrival. Waiting for your presence to be here with us in this moment. You see all of your loved ones happy and rejoicing with all the love in their heart here, embracing you with so much love. And they say to you, we've been watching you. You are in our hearts. You are in our minds. And we have been always taking care of you. And it's time for you to know and receive this love for the rest of the day, to have this in your heart. Who are all the loved ones that you see right now coming to embrace you? Take a moment and see everyone who's here. Smiling at you, laughing, telling you that it's all right and everything's gonna be okay. You, the life you live here on planet Earth is temporary and it is a big, beautiful dream. This is real life. This is real home. Here in the beauty of Earth, here in the beauty of heaven, coexisting at once. Feel that beauty that's coming over you right now. And opening up to beautiful source and power. You feel the joy surrounding you and you laugh and you celebrate. You see yourself surrounded in a beautiful circle, holding your spirit's hands. You, all of your spirit team right there in a circle, in a ring of a circle holding hands. And you get right into the middle. You get right into the middle of this circle, beautiful. You're wearing all white and they are surrounding you. They bless you with this beautiful white light of healing energy. They bless you and heal you. They let you throughout the day in awareness know that you are safe and you are protected and you are able to express exactly who you are. You are able to speak your truth. You are able to be the divine light and you can shine your light wherever you go. You have the right. You have the right of way to show your light and shine your light wherever you go. Feel the beauty of the now. Feel the intrinsic power of spirit supporting you. Feel how good it feels to just be loved unconditionally and know that right here you are given permission to be able to show exactly who you are. Feel the embrace of this white light of healing energy that surrounds you by spirit. You are safe right now. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. As you are inhaling and exhaling, feel the mighty power that surrounds you. Look at all your spirit guides who look at you with being so proud, like a proud parent. They cherish you so much and they love you. They are so happy and pleased with you. They are so proud. They are so generous in love. You can feel this. And you can feel them being a part of us right now. We break away all boundaries and limitations that we have been told about the miraculous spirit world, because this is the evidence right here, right now, right here, right now.
Only only you When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill, oh, when she's close to you. Well, hold her tight.
When you dance.
Mm-hmm. you'll be my girl. And
da-da-da-da-da.
Twinkle, twinkle, smash, smash, tell me how long will this train last? Train keeps stopping, ain't no stopping, tell me how long will this train last? Twinkle, twinkle, stop, stop, just got to see my sweet little drop. She's there waiting, I'm hesitating, wondering just when this train will stop.
Ronnie, dig my clothes, yeah, boy, one button low.
Dubai.
We are back here on Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, with your host, Bossa Medium. Did you miss me? I missed you too. I like that. Wah, 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 wah. Woo, woo, woo. Okay, I'm in a really jazzy mood. Why don't I take this jazzy jazz mood somewhere to the PSA? Okay, ladder safety, PSA, guys. It's all about ladder safety right now, so you better listen up. All you doing outside work, it's too hot for that. Anyway, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladder into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let it do it yourself project. Do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. You heard it from the source, yo. Ladder safety. So, kicking it off with your beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. How you guys liking this 90-degree weather? I personally like the heat. Personally, I dig it. I'm definitely a heat person. I mean, if you're from New England, though, if you're from Boston, majority loves the fall. I mean, if you growing up in Boston, there's no way that your favorite season is the fall. There is nothing like the fall. But I must say, I do like the 90 degree happening kind of heaty. I like wearing less clothes. Okay, that sounded so wrong. No, that's not what I meant. I meant like, I like the fact that I don't have to put on layers and layers. You know, like, you know, you see people like in Boston when it's like freaking under like zero, it's like 1 degrees outside, and they're like trudging through the street like with a basically a ski mask on their face because it's so cold and their face is basically like one giant icicle. Oh my God, I'm not missing that, and I'm not looking forward to that. So I'm digging this weather. I haven't been able to go swimming as much as I wanted, but you know, hopefully that's, you know, I'll cross that off on one of my lists. Make sure I do that before the summer's over. So anyways, I was talking about basically my dreams. So my dreams basically create the theme for the shows usually. And it was really interesting. And I was like, I haven't even really looked into why Spirit wanted me to play Chaka Khan. You know, I don't really question any of the music Spirit tells me to play. I'm just like, okay, you know, and I'm sure it's good. I trust, you know, and it's good to trust. And because there's nothing wrong with that, you know. I can imagine if they were telling me to play something that was like obviously not okay, that is definitely not going to be coming from the source of love. That's when you know you're not getting the correct source. If Spirit is telling you to do things that are basically not of the loving light, that's when you know. And I wanted to talk about my interesting experience freestyling, channeling Spirit, like as battling. And like it was almost like I used them, that battle and the lyrics and the channeling as a sword through songs, through battle. It was pretty cool. It was pretty dope, yeah. So I have pretty cool dreams for the show. It's like, I don't know I wish I met someone else who told me that, yeah, basically how I run my shows, my TV or radio shows, is that basically I get all my information in my dream. Like, I know people must do that, like if they have sermons at church and all this stuff. That makes sense and it's very logical, but I've never really met anyone else who's like, yeah, this is where I get my info. Oh, and what the theme of the show is going to be. So I think, yeah, I'm going to play Chaka Khan later. Like, I'm every woman. I need that. All you ladies need that. that feminine energy. And so basically, it feels like is really tapping into that feminine energy, that power, that power warrior feminine energy. So that's gonna be good today. I swear every Tuesday it's different, the feeling, but it's always good. It's always a good, different feeling, you know. It's always something. It's always something else. And I really wanted to talk about what I experienced this Wednesday, and I think you guys are gonna dig what was going on. So this Wednesday took place America Meditates. It's actually, you know, it's a meditation group that goes on. This goes on nationwide. And I connect with some people from the America Meditates, you know, once every week. I don't do it every week, but as much as I can. And, you know, we do some meditations together. And this Wednesday, we all got to go to Harvard. And we all met at Harvard. And there was a nationwide meditation. It was like a whole festival, yoga, music, dance, kids, you know, food trucks, live art. It was amazing. It was in Denver, and it was guided by Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. It was amazing, amazing meditation guide. I was so happy to be in that moment, in that presence, and he led it, and the whole nation was there, and it was just fun. It was really mind blowing to see, and the fact that this is really positive. Like, this is a really positive energy, but we don't really get to hear much about it in the news. You know, we don't get to hear, we're always hearing about the bad stuff. And I'm glad I can sit here and have this show and talk about the good stuff. And this is part of it. This is going on. So let me tell you, this is the biggest national meditation worldwide that went on in history. Okay, history. Look at, if this is the biggest worldwide meditation we had in our nation's history, that is a reflection of where we're at spiritually as a consciously. So this is a very, very good sign indicating the growth and the spiritual growth and how people are opening to this stuff. And now is the best time ever to be able to share things like this. And that's why I have this right now. I'm so grateful that I get to have this space to talk about this. So, and I get to be a part of it in my own way. So that was really amazing. And being there at Harvard and being with other people and meditating, it was just a really beautiful, unifying feeling. And Michael Bernard Beckwith is my teacher. And he was actually there speaking. When I saw that he was there speaking, I didn't know that he was there. I literally started breaking down and crying because for the past 8 years, he's been around longer doing his thing, but for the past, I discovered him more than 8 years ago, but I didn't exactly start being a student from his books and reading his books 8 years ago. So I've been following him on this journey, and for him to be a part of this, oh my, like, I can't, words can't even describe. Like, this man has helped me so much, and the reason why I have the confidence to even be here and doing this. So I felt like later on maybe I could play some of actual Michael Lee. I just made up my word, a new word. It's called Michael Lee. I can play some Michael Bernard Beckwith, one of his, basically him speaking. He's a powerful speaker, and he's a doctor and a reverend. And he's a entrepreneur. He's a visionary. He's just, the list goes on of magnificence of who this person is. So I'm just really glad that I got to be a part of that last week. Really exciting. Lots of exciting things, and I really hope you got that. I did something kind of different this week where I kind of went into the music right after the meditation, you know? And I played the platters. So I hope you got what you needed from that meditation. I felt it. It felt good. It felt really, really good. Picturing that garden and the wealth and abundance and prosperity and picturing yourself as a rose and protecting. Today is definitely about protection. I feel the message that's coming in. But not only just feeling protected and safe in terms of energy, but being protected and safe that you can be who you want to be without having to feel like someone is going to punish you or somebody is, you know, gonna, because that's just the way our society is. Nobody is being ourselves is not something that's valued, unfortunately, because when we say what we feel and we speak, people see who we are, and then all of a sudden they have acted against their image of how they wanted us to be. So unfortunately, we start playing roles and we start taking on things and images and things that aren't ours just so we can be accepted. And it's just, it's crazy because we're so afraid. We're afraid of what somebody will do. We're afraid of what someone will say. We're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of not being loved. And it's just insanity. It is insanity to a point where when somebody is saying being who they are pictured as insane. And the normal people and the sane people are those who pretend and be quiet and do things in order to fit in. And that is the insanity that goes on in our country, in our whole world, in our whole life. And we are finally getting to a point where we're realizing this, we're growing out of this, this pain, this conscious pain that everybody is feeling on a regular basis. We've had enough of it. It's time to feel good. It really is. As I play the Little Rascals theme music in the back, it is time to feel good. Listen to what I say when I say it's time to feel good right now. That is what it's about, and I hope you're feeling this energy and feeling what I'm saying, because it makes so much sense. It doesn't make sense to deny who we are. It doesn't make sense to go out on your day and do things you don't want to do, say things you don't want to say, and be who you're not. It just doesn't make sense. So as we come into this space, and we come into spirit, and we come into the phenomena of the beauty of life, we realize that we're free from that, and we realize we are infinite, beautiful beings that can make a difference everywhere that we go. So I'm just feeling the joy. I'm feeling the liberation. I am feeling this. And this guy, Markle, I keep making up names for him. Michael Bernard Beckwith, actually, it was told a medium, he went to a psychic church, a medium church. And a medium actually told him that it wasn't in the words that he was the new Martin Luther King, but basically those were the words. And basically he said, you emanate the same energy Martin Luther King has. And, you know, the fact that he was one of the leaders of the biggest national meditations that ever happened in this country says a lot. So I think that's powerful. I talk very highly of Michael. I love him. I love him so much. He's just helped me. He's helping so many. It's just phenomenal. And I always say, I don't think I'll ever be as magical as him, because he's my teacher, and I definitely look up to him, and he's just like the star in the sky that is just so inspiring. Thank you, Michael. If you're listening, I got to go out to California, the Agape Center, and meet him. Yada, 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 da. Alrighty then. Sorry, I just got the feeling and the flow of spirit just really surrounding me and really feeling loved and feeling precious and just feeling guided. And I just, you know, it's magical. It's really magical. It's really magical. So I hope you're enjoying this playlist we have. I'm definitely enjoying it. It's just a collection of doo-wop that I had prepared. We had, what did we have? We had the Platters, of course. I had to play the Platters. The Turbans, the Cadillacs, the videos, the Five Saints. Oh my God, it just keeps going on and on. I love it. We got Frankie Lyman coming up. Our favorite, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Tears on My Pillow, Little Anthony and the Imperials, the Pastels. Oh my God, the Flamingos. It just keeps going and keeps going. I love doo-wop. Doo-wop, to me, it's very spiritual. Although a lot of the songs are, unfortunately, about unrequited love, which I personally do not think that's good for my energy field. it's just so remarkable. It's very, I feel like it's godly music. It's like, it is a branch from gospel. So that's why I play a lot of doo-wop. I just really want to bring that beautiful energy in. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay happy. Stay high and magical. And we're here for another hour and 10 minutes on WMFO on Paranormal Playground Sounds for you. Coming at you strong. Woo! Why do birds sing so gay? Love it on the night of day. Why do they fall in love?
In my heart.